Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The statewide tornado drills scheduled for today have been canceled, as Wisconsinites already have their hands full dealing with the aftermath of actual severe weather. The decision comes as emergency management, local agencies, and area residents are still responding to and recovering from the impacts of recent storms. Ready Wisconsin determined proceeding with the scheduled drills would place additional strain on already stretched resources and impact people trying to help affected family members and loved ones. The tornado drills will not be rescheduled this year. Governor Tony Evers is urging the federal government to release funding for a major project aimed at keeping invasive carp out of the Great Lakes. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has the story.
In a letter to President Donald Trump, Evers called for the release of already approved money for the Brandon Road Project, a key barrier system designed to stop the fish before they reach Lake Michigan and eventually Lake Superior. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has already been working with federal and regional partners to track and remove carp in the Mississippi River system to slow their spread. Evers says delays in federal funding could stall progress on the project, which has been in development for more than a decade. He's now calling on federal leaders to act quickly, warning that protecting the Great Lakes is critical to Wisconsin's economy and way of life. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
State officials say invasive carp could devastate fisheries if they enter the Great Lakes, threatening thousands of jobs and billions of dollars tied to fishing and outdoor recreation, including right here in Northeast Wisconsin. As Northeast Wisconsin continues to recover from widespread flooding, organizers say they're hoping for clear skies to enjoy a tasty tradition in downtown Green Bay. The Washington Street Block Party on April 25th features all things Wisconsin, a booyah bash, Kringle Combine, polka music, and beer, with a bike bash thrown in this year. Kennedy Corpus with Downtown Green Bay recently joined WGBW's morning show with Dan Marcus to give us a preview.
With the Kringle Combine and the Booyah event, it's just so Wisconsin, and I love that about it. Why is it so important to celebrate those things that just say Wisconsin?
You know, nobody does it like this. Nobody. I lived down south for 3 years. Nobody could tell me what Booyah is. Nobody could tell me what Kringle is. So especially with the NFL draft last year, we got to share that with a lot of visitors that came into town. And we hope we can continue to share that with visitors that might attend this event, and as well as give the community a chance to celebrate it.
The event runs from noon to 7 in the 100 block of Washington Street, with the Booyah Bash and Kringle Combine going on until 3 p.m. New this year, the Green Bay Bicycle Collective's Bike Bash will feature a specialty bike show and swap meet with hourly bike games, even a Flatland BMX demo. Families are invited to bring their children for free youth helmets and a creative tie-dye station. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Tornadoes, flooding, and baseball-size hail are all part of the week in Wisconsin weather, so far. The strongest Badger State twister in 5 years hit Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado hit west of Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and power lines across Juneau County. Winds reached up to 140 miles per hour, the strongest tornado Wisconsin has seen since 2021. Governor Tony Evers visited the area yesterday to thank first responders and assure people that help is on the way. He did declare a state of emergency. The Weather Service has confirmed 4 other tornadoes Tuesday night. Last night, southeastern Wisconsin had more tornado warnings, more impacts that weather experts will need to investigate. Flooding has closed several highways across northeast and north central Wisconsin, and more could shut down as rain continues. State transportation officials are urging drivers to stay alert and check road conditions before heading out. WISDOT says never drive through standing water or around barriers, and always follow detour routes. Crews are working to clear storm damage, so drivers should slow down and watch for flashing lights. And Wisconsin ranks among the top states for remote work. That's according to a new report from WalletHub. Electricity costs and access to broadband internet are credited with putting Wisconsin at the 28th best place to work remotely. The state ranked 5th in having the most cybercrime per capita. Iowa ranked at the bottom of all the states for working from home. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Concern at Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Wisconsin Badgers sports department facing challenges. The chancellor's leaving. The university system president has been fired. But Marcus Sedbury says there'll be no sudden changes while he serves as the Badgers interim athletic director. Head coach Luke Fickell on his boss, Chris McIntosh, leaving the program.
It's not easy to lose a friend, right? I mean, we've all been through it in the past. And so that's the difficult thing. That's the guy that you could visit with and sit down with. And not that I can't do that with Marcus, but anytime that there's things like that that are changes that people you know were in your corner, it's always a little difficult. Disappointing, whatever you want to say, but, so is life.
Baseball, the Brewers pulling out a 2-1 win over the Blue Jays last night. Manager Pat Murphy on reliever Aaron Ashby coming in to get the win, and Abner Uribe with the save.
You know, Ashby and Uribe at the end was really, really special. Uribe's tempo and energy leave no doubt that he's healthy.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A few sprinkles and a little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy and a pretty nice day with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop to 46 for a low tomorrow. We have a chance of a few scattered showers in the afternoon with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.